world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the awesomest baby nursery in all the land. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. I've got my good man, Mr. Nick Ramirez, in the driver's seat. Well,
yo.
I'm in the driver's seat. He's shotgun.
Co-pilot.
Back in the back seat in the trunk, we got Dogwater Dick and Fake Rick. But here in the studio, it's Mac Esposito and the Potentialists.
We're talking out of our ass.
Way to step on the outro, Mac.
Thanks.
No, I thought it went with
silent.
It. It was nice.
Oh, okay. If Nick says it's okay, it's okay.
It was a cool change.
It's improvisation, you know?
Yeah.
Anything
can happen.
Improvisation?
This is live in the past.
We do improv at the Potentialist.
We do.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Mac Esposito and Kelsey Sweet. We also have, forgive me, what's your name, sir?
Axiom James Bentoja.
Oh, Axiom James, the youngest person we've ever had on the show at 4 months old. He's going to grunt and make noises throughout the episode. We will be doing an interview with the young sir.
It's really thoughtful of you and Pan to have a baby where you give them one fucked up name and one normal name. So later in life they can choose where they want to be.
Right, he could just be a...
Not like Nick. Nick, you're...
A James Pantoja.
Nick, your kid's just got like the...
Hey,
like
buddy.
A crazy name, right?
How are what? You?
You got... Your kid's name's pretty crazy.
Big old Quentin? Blue eyes and a
yeah,
giant bald head.
Does he have a weird middle name, too?
Lauren? Not really.
Lauren?
Quentin Lauren?
Yeah.
That's
girl's
sort of
name.
That's not Axiom, though.
Yeah, that's true. That.
Axiom is one of the coolest words
it's
in the
just
English
a noun.
Language. It is one of my favorite words in the English language. I was really happy to hear that you were naming your
son. Were you?
Oh, yeah.
My grandfather wasn't.
Oh, dude, that's like just one of the coolest. That's one of my favorite words.
What'd your grandpa say?
Axiom, why would you name him Axiom? I'm going to call him AJ. Isn't that right, AJ?
Oh, that's awesome.
He smiled.
AJ ain't bad.
AJ is really cool. That's I didn't even think of the third option.
Do you like AJ? Axiom. Hey, kid.
You're on the radio.
Kid, look at me.
Don't be
and
rude.
And he just be Axe, too?
Axe. Panto. Oh, you know he's going to go through a 14 to 18 to 30 thing where he calls himself Axe.
Axe. Well, it depends on what kind of guy he grows up to be. Like, my dad's wife's son is named Rod, and he turned out to be, like, this buff, like hot guy, so, and his name is Rod.
Those are my initials.
You know?
Do you feel weird, like, you can't say curse words because there's a baby in here?
No.
Okay.
It's a baby. They don't know anything about this.
It'll be okay.
No, don't lick the mic, AJ. Actually.
Well, and not because you'll fuck up the mic, but because of how many people's mouths have been on
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's just more of a right. immune system thing.
I have washed them within the past 6 months, but...
Oh, 6 months.
We're boosting those.
Yeah, but imagine how many people have talked into that in the past 5 months.
Wow.
Well, at least I know I'm one of the regular germ spewers on my mic guard.
Yeah, no, that mic is really just you. Nick's gets used for guitars a lot when you guys aren't here, but yours just gets used for you. Nobody else ever uses that mic.
Excellent.
There's slobber.
There's baby slobber on the mic now.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
The Pantojas have officially marked this place.
Nope. Oh, Axiom.
What are you guys here promoting, Potentialists?
Everything. We do everything. We just closed out a play, and this coming Wednesday, when's the show come out?
Thursday.
So yesterday.
This one might be a little bit later, though, right?
Well, now we know there's a problem.
It'll be Thursday.
So we'll
it
work
won't
around
be
it.
Thursday at midnight, folks. It'll be Thursday at some point during Thursday.
All right, one of these Thursdays.
Should we apologize for last week while we're here?
Yeah, I need to explain it. My computer took a big old crap and died, and I was unable to upload things until I didn't put it at work, in case my boss is listening.
But he's been a guest, so it's possible.
Yeah, no, he never listens to this shit.
But yeah, so things are going to be a little delayed in the next couple of weeks until I can get the funds together to fix my computer. But so never fear, you will still get your weekly episodes. They just won't be as late as this past week's with the wonderful and fun Serenity Awaits from Fallon, Nevada. Big ups to those guys.
That was a good show last week.
Thank you guys for being so patient with all of our technical difficulties.
Yeah, go look
that up. And hopefully this show will come out largely on time. So by this weekend, so we're talking about the Mother's Day weekend here. We've got the Sculpture Fest happening. I don't know if you guys are involved with that, but I am. I'm going to be emceeing the main stage right by downtown on Saturday, all day long with my good friend and compatriot, Melody Minx.
Neat.
So that's happening. I'm really excited.
Sculpture Fest is cool.
Yeah, I did it last year. It was a lot of fun. Bring the kids. Make them run around into the sun until they get heat exhaustion.
It's good for him.
Yeah, it is. Not him. He's too little for heat exhaustion.
He can't run yet.
Yeah.
This is our youngest guest ever.
Yep.
And it's Pan's kid.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that conversation happened before we started recording, so.
That's true.
I thought I'd just reboot.
He's pretty popular. He's already been in his first movie and a play.
Hello, sir.
Wow. And a podcast. This guy's moving fast. That's what they do now.
Look out.
God, and he's Pan's kid, which scares me. But you seem like you're really together, so he might be okay.
Seems that way, but...
but then you got together with Pan, so there must be something wrong with you.
Here's the thing, Rick. As long as I've known Pan, he might seem just completely head in the clouds, feet in the clouds. But the man gets a lot of work done. He's actually...
But remember, you think of him that way because he's always standing next to Eric.
No, actually, I'm gonna say of that duo, Pan is quite the much more immediate action oriented.
Oh,
Eric
yeah.
likes to put things off to committees and talk about it next week.
Eric is wild.
Love you, Eric, but no, Eric puts things
Eric's
off
fucking,
all the time.
Eric's like
Pan does things today, because if you don't do it today, it'll never happen.
Right. No,
that's
what
I know of the man.
Pan's a little bit crazy, but
and
he seems
I think
normal,
underneath the
Eric.
Crazy, he's really got his shit together, which tells me Kelsey, who seems like she's got her shit together, is just a quivering mess on the inside.
No, I love
basically, yeah.
And I love Eric too. I just they're different flavors of crazy, which is awesome.
They are, and my first experience is with Pan and Eric. Eric was my friend first, and then introduced me to Pan, and then.
Pan.
I got roped into working with both of them.
Pan seemed more normal standing next to Eric, right?
I don't know. I think Eric is Pan's creation. Definitely. Eric is definitely Pan's creation.
Oh, I wish I had my ding. You get a gong.
Yeah. Let's we don't have to start this conversation. I wasn't planning on going on the radio, but, you know... there's kind of an arch nemesis thing going on here that.
Yeah. All right.
The King of the Mountain.
Yeah, wait. Shh. Listen. What we're going to do right now is. So, the Potentialist Theater, Mac, what do you got going on over there?
We have a gig for you. That's my opening line.
Yeah. What's the gig for me?
The gig for you is basically any new idea that anybody might have is possible at our workshop.
Oh.
Yes, any new idea. Now, let me give you a visualization here. You walk in the front door, you have our gallery. Mm-hmm. The show changes out every month. There's usually people recepting in there.
Recepting art, hanging out.
Beers, you know, some snacks out on the table.
Might see some naked college chicks.
Where is this place? I don't think a lot of people know where the Potentialist is.
Now, a lot of people think that Potentialist Workshop is on Dickerson Road. This is incorrect information. If you're thinking that it's on Dickerson Road, you're thinking in the past.
Where is it now, though?
Where it is now is 836 East 2nd Street. That's 836 East 2nd Street, right in between the Aces Ballpark and Renown Hospital.
Oh, right by the homeless shelter.
Yes, and Jim Boy's Tacos.
Yeah, between Jim Boy's and Renown.
Yeah.
So you can get your tacos and then see some artwork, get a little hammered, and end up at the hospital.
I love that neighborhood. I used to give plasma right there.
Exactly.
The Golden Triangle.
Yeah, but we
Rick, you met me when I used to give plasma in that neighborhood.
We're much thinner.
And paler.
It's hard to believe.
But at any rate, so it's a show for you.
It's a
show for me, show for anybody who has a good idea. They want to...
It doesn't even have to be good.
What this is? This, stop me if you've heard
just
this.
Just have potential. Okay, okay.
But yes, what
basically,
about
basically?
What about smashing a bunch of panes of glass onto the ground and then rolling around on them while screaming, "I hate Edie Brickell"?
We actually had somebody walk on glass.
We
there.
Did.
Ah, the lovely.
He did eat it.
Kim Coquette.
No,
it was a gentleman for the Wonderfuck Talent Show.
Yeah, it was a variety show.
No,
that
I'm not
on.
Familiar with said variety. I know Zamora the Torture King, the Rubber Boy,
yes.
The lovely Kim Coquette, who does body stapling and glass walking herself
well,
as well.
She should definitely give us a call.
Kim, if you're listening, let's do something at the Potentialist.
Yeah, look up our website, potentialistworkshop.com.
Website.
We have a website.
Hey, that's happy time.
Yeah, potentialistworkshop.com.
You're on the radio. Exclusive.
Yes.
Fake radio.
Very, very cool. So you also brought your bass.
I did, yeah. I have some songs to sing for you guys.
Now, Mac's been on the show before.
I have not.
He's a
I have
bit
not.
Of a troubadour.
He has not. I didn't recognize him at all.
I've just hosted the Jubs open mic.
I thought you had been on the show a couple years ago.
And he's in a band that's been here, but they
Nick
were here.
Nick and I both thought
you were in a band that's been here, though?
But I wasn't in that band at that
time.
It's just past thinking, just like the location of... Yeah, the Potentialist
so
Workshop.
Much information wrong.
Wow. He's such the evolved man here.
Let me take a moment to introduce my wife here, Chriselle Vincent.
There's another chick here.
She's beautiful.
She's very beautiful. Yeah.
Quietest yes. radio guest.
Hi, Chriselle. I'm just completely rude. I don't recognize you because of your haircut. I forget to introduce you at the top of the show because I get stuck talking about the lovely Axiom James here.
He's an attention whore. I don't blame you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's mesmerizing. Like Medusa or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He has a Filipino auntie and calls him Aksham. He's Aksham to me. AJ Aksham. Axiom X. Yeah.
Well, so are you involved as well with the Potentialist stuff?
Yes, I am.
But what do you do over there?
What do I do? I'm that random girl that has a chair in the gallery and massages people.
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
Just as much as
I don't think
buskers.
That's what she meant.
Just regular massages?
No.
Sorry, someone from the penis
That's
gallery.
Not what I meant. Yeah, that's Chewy. He's a dick.
She also makes...
Wow, girl, you look like a squirter.
Chewy, go back into the mine, lay some bricks.
That's totally disgusting.
Lay some bricks with your friends.
Speaking
that
of
that shit's for commies.
Sorry, we apologize.
Chewbacca. What the fuck is wrong with him?
He might be a little drunk.
Okay. Well, Mac had something to say.
Oh, she also makes a great grilled cheese sandwich and margarita.
Oh,
that's
the margaritas
she does
are
that.
The best. Talk about like not margaritas.
Not just for Mac, but
sandwiches.
For other people.
At the Potentialist,
yeah.
Yeah,
you can come down to our
show. Wait, at a show, I could get grilled cheese and a margarita.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
watch performance art, theatrical dramatic art.
And
get
music.
And,
yeah, and see artwork.
Grilled cheese and margaritas. That's.
I only had a massage once. They made me take off all my clothes. Do you have to get
ever.
Naked? Or
if you want. If you want.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We have curtains or, you know, we can put up a sign.
And the massage people were like, no, we always rub people naked. I'm like, wow, this is weird.
Rick, you went to one of those
booked for next Wednesday.
It was Nate, our old intern's wife, so it wasn't like dirty, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but yeah, she's hung out with
actually Nate. No, yeah. Actually I'm gonna say wait a minute, no, I know her. That could have been dirty.
She said I was in pretty good shape, so I hold that as a badge of honor. You know?
She's got a good eye for horse flesh.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit's dope.
Sorry. Not that we're done talking about Rick's junk. Mm. Let's have some music.
Music!
Sure, would you like that?
Mac, yeah, throw us. What are you going to be doing for us? What's this called?
Well, this is I was going to start off with a band that was here before, I guess, years ago, but I wasn't in at the time. They're called Bazooka Zoo, the Space Rock Collective. And I've been working on this little one-man show, and I'm going to cover one of our songs. It's called The Theme.
Yo, 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 yo.
Make me want to take acid.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you mean we didn't?
Pretty much.
Puff, puff, give by the trucker.
Hey, 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 go back to your room.
That was far out, man.
It's space rock, man. You know, it's like.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Make you think. And that's the thing about Bazooka Zoo is a lot of people haven't heard us in about.
So are you currently with Bazooka Zoo? I just want to clear
yes,
that up.
I am.
And are all the same guys in it that were here
no,
before?
No, it's a.
It's completely
no,
different.
No, a couple of them left town.
Yes,
there's some
yes.
shit that's gone down.
People had to live the dream or live the dream. They had to make choices.
And it's been cool. Everybody's doing well.
The band is sounding hot, man. And one of the reasons why I'm here, other than the Potentialist Workshop, is to promote our show at The Saint, the new venue, on May 27th.
Excellent.
Nice.
Yeah. It's very
just
nice.
A couple weeks here.
Yeah, me and Rick were there.
Yep.
On Friday night.
It's a big open room, and the Shames played.
You guys went for the Shames Atomic show.
Yep.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I really wanted to go to that show, and then I realized I had to MC the porch fundraiser at Jub Jub's.
Mm-hmm.
That was happening concurrently with some mid-sized hip-hop show, all ages, in which at least three fights started. And I heard...
Oh.
Now, I was there till almost 1 a.m., and today at work, my dude I know said, hey, I was going to come down and meet you, but my boy who lives across the street said there was, like, a shooting. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I was there till 1 a.m. There were fights. Cops showed up once, but there wasn't a shooting. You would have heard that in the bar. They would have kind of closed shit down.
Yeah, we would have heard about that.
Yeah. So just to quell any rumors that might be out there, to the best of our knowledge, there was no firearms at shows.
And actually, I have started very recently, working
rumors?
Security.
Oh.
No, working security at Jub Jub's.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
and,
kick ass.
Yeah, then thank you, Rory and Nick, for the gig, really, because I got started with the open mic there.
Nice.
And then, you know.
Hey, you're coming up in the next month or so, I think, again.
Sweet.
Yeah, let me know.
I will.
Yeah.
Later. Not right.
Right, of course. But, you know, a lot of rumors get started there by unhappy patrons.
Exactly.
And because it's punk rock, man. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, no, the punk rock is
hardcore.
Pretty cool.
It's that's what I mean.
It's all punk rock.
No, it's all punk rock to me.
That's what
I was listening to Tom Petty today driving
rock
over
and roll
here.
Roll is dangerous.
And just thinking all of, like, Tom Petty, it doesn't sound like it, but he's a punk rock motherfucker at heart. All of his lyrics say so.
Yeah, and he sings with attitude, too.
Fucking A. Oh, and those solos?
He knows too many chords, though, I think.
Yeah, that's why he's actually too good of a musician.
I'm sorry.
To be
you
a
have
punk
to kind
rocker.
Of suck to be punk.
It's not true anymore.
Well, I mean, suck in a good way.
Yeah.
not like the band I'm in with, Nick.
Yeah,
we're
you
a real.
Suck.
We're
if
a
sucking
real,
makes you punk rock,
we're a real.
We're G.G. Allin, dude.
Goddamn right. And I don't have to piss or shit on my audience.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Yes, we do share that.
Right, you and
oh,
G.G.
Yeah.
But
we
not.
Got,
but
we
I,
get jack stripped down.
I'm not
and
into pooping.
In the mud.
I am
it's
not into
amazing.
Pooping on my audience.
Pooping in your hand and rubbing it in your face.
Nope.
With your tiny dick.
Nope.
You know, nothing will make me look away from a tiny dick faster than if you're rubbing poop in your face. Thanks, Gigi.
way to distract. It's like a turtleneck taking
look,
away from your weird Adam's apple.
Right. Don't look down there. Look at this. Oh my God.
Oh, man.
That's a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. How did we get there?
So I'm sorry.
So, Kelsey, you're supremely involved with the Potentialists over there, right? You've been involved
sure.
a lot over
there's
there.
There's a lot of shit going on over there to
yeah.
just say, oh, there's a workshop,
no, okay.
blah, blah, blah.
Thank you. There's a lot of shit going on over
I hear
there.
Of all
Max
these events.
Max touched on please to be explaining to the general public, what is the Potentialists?
Oh, fuck, is there like yoga and sculpture and whatever and massages and cheese sandwiches?
Like what?
Basically,
what's your
yeah.
mission statement? Chaos?
If you have a dream, we'll make it into something.
Oh my God!
Like, all right.
Yeah, we can
I
make
have this,
your
this,
dream come true.
It involves young
more.
College men.
Okay.
We have connections to college.
Okay.
Tell me more.
I'm a producer there. So what are you? Where are you going?
If I call it an art project, yeah. is it not illegal?
Maybe, you know, if you have an idea and we can possibly profit off of it.
If it
we might workshop it a bit, but
if it involves underage people stroking
no.
your skin,
don't want underage at all.
Oh.
You said college,
not
man.
Under, yeah, college. I said
overage.
College.
In
there's
stroking.
A lot of smart kids from all over the world.
Might be a little gay though.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
Right.
Well, yes,
true.
Chewy. Basically. Thank you.
True.
So is happiness.
Happiness
oh,
that's
so
is
true.
Totally
yeah.
gay.
Totally gay. Back in the days, with all the gaiety and being happy and joyful.
I'm gay to be gay.
Well, so I guess like
what
we do,
so
right?
Potentialists, yeah.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Hit that rewind button.
We're like cross-disciplinary. So it's like turning a sculpture into a performance piece or turning a an opera into a gallery show or finding ways to network.
Cross-pollinate art with other minds.
The synesthesia of art.
Yeah, there you go. And like we're all
Rick,
about
Rick, are you
new
sitting
local
there with
stuff.
A dictionary?
No, I only knew that word from when I used to drop acid. That's when your that's when your fucking senses cross over, when you smell things that you see. And
you can train that, you know. Yeah,
you
can train synesthesia.
No, synesthesia is actually quite an artist's skill and talent to be able to express a stimulus from one sense or emotion in a different sense or emotion. That's totally an artist's skill.
Yeah.
Being able to take words to describe how something smells. That's really hard, actually. I've seen paintings that have evoked tastes and smells within me just upon seeing them and having no other sensory input. No, I'm all about drinking pee.
As long as it's through my
eyeballs. It was for an art project. It's very sterile. Yeah, yeah. It's fine.
If you have to.
Nothing minerally.
We really don't judge you.
Minerally.
Well, it depends on what they've been drinking.
Well, but seriously, though.
AJ, what do you think?
Anything?
Very.
Sounds like Jackson. When Jack was on the radio show.
That's very airy detail. Jack Mack.
Yes.
Jack Mackler.
Seriously, hit us up, you guys. Potentialistworkshop.com. We're looking for bands all the time. We have receptions.
How,
and we need entertainment.
How often do you want to have events there? How often do you actually have events there?
I would say we want to have them 7 nights a week, and we have them about 7 nights a week right now.
Right.
But there's always, people with always paint all over their clothes, wandering around.
Recently we had a guy shooting a film, and he was dressed as a mime, and there was a naked part. Nobody saw it yet, but, you know, that's film.
Wow.
Rad.
I think we've had, two or three films shot in the space? People have had birthday parties. Somebody wants to have a wedding reception during the summer there. We do,
There's always something going on, and I always see these pictures of like, art
there.
Zombies.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
absolutely
hard to keep up
Fake
with,
Rick.
Just show up and something will happen.
Let's write a rock opera called Fake Rick, Nick.
Do it.
Do it.
There's another thing we could do. But we should get Hunt Club, Stabby, and Roxy there because we're trying to book a show somewhere.
What, didn't you guys all just have
menu,
a show?
No, we're supposed to do it at Holland. It got canceled.
Oh, that got canceled?
And then it got back on and it got recanceled.
Oh,
so
no,
we're like,
come here.
No, canceled it. I'm sorry your show got canceled. I'm really sorry I didn't miss that lineup and I really want to see that show.
It'll be at Marianarchy Friday night, which we'll talk about later in the show.
I'll be there.
I'm going to read something.
Oh, cool.
We have an event coming up in particular that I have to let you know about. It's something really cool. It's a film presentation with a live music score and from traveling artists. It's called Silver... Oh, crap. I was rehearsing this earlier. Silver Ochre. Okay, ochre. Yeah, ochre. That's right. It refers to a pigment or earth pigment. Silver... Ochre, Who Are U.S. 2016, Observations from the 21st Century American Road, March to November. So these guys are actually, it's a guy and a girl, they're traveling around the U.S. and their film evolves with every stop that they make.
So what they film here in Reno is the last part of the film they show in Portland. Or
exactly,
what have you.
Exactly. So nice. I can read a little, they have a website, Silver...
Ochre,
silverochre.com. You could read up more about what they're doing, but it's ever evolving and
that's silver O C H R E.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of an advanced word.
It's actually French.
Yeah,
it's a painter's word. You're a musician.
Exactly. Yeah. But now I know it, and that, you know, they all relate, like what we're saying, and that, you know, the music and the sounds are colors.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, they are. Then it's there. People I know, people that I play with, see them. And I have in the past, while dropping acid, seen them myself.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. They're pretty amazing, man. And
no strangers in this club.
Colors and shapes, you know, they're all there, man. It's all frequency. It's all the universe. So that's what we're about, a potentialist. And what potentialist means
But to be clear, I mean, just to be clear, this is like a real haven for artistic pursuits, not just a bunch of hippies smoking pot and like doing finger paints on the wall.
Right.
No. You guys are
professional.
You guys, yeah. No, you guys are putting on locally written, locally produced plays with a lot of local talent, local galleries, mm-hmm. with some
concerts.
Of really, so, concerts.
Spoken Views comes in, so we've
right.
got
so a lot of the brightest you know. Talent in town.
And
is
it just a giant warehouse?
Participating
no.
over here. Well, and it's not this drug-addled hippie.
It's big.
No, it's a professional
operation.
It's an
operation. Old, like, 1940s building. We've
brick.
Got, like,
one of those, yeah, cool old brick yeah. Like, this used to be warehoused. Yeah. It might have knocked out some walls here and there in a renovation.
It's like a furniture right. shop at yeah. one point and a consignment store. So we've got like 10,000 square feet in the whole building total and about 5,000
nice.
That we're currently using.
That's a good,
fuck.
That's a really good space for yeah. a young studio, as it
sure.
were.
Exactly. Yeah, well, we so far have walked you through the gallery. So you come in through the gallery and then as you, you know, trespass your way through that, you go through a black curtain into the theater, which is in the back, and it's very black box style with brick walls. And we
correct
seat
me if I'm wrong, but back in the day, you know, you guys started basically in like Deb's closet or her Deb's
back of
basement.
A thrift store.
Back yeah, the back of the
yeah.
thrift
yeah.
store
over on Fifth Street.
You gotta love the Queen Bee. You gotta right. love Deb. She's a beautiful
of
woman.
Course.
Go, please patronize her and all
yeah,
of her art.
Most definitely.
She's one of the most interesting people in Reno.
If you need hospice care, Circle of Life
oh,
Hospice.
Oh, dude. She's somebody who, yeah, a kind, giving soul. But that's where you guys started. And then you've evolved out of the back of a thrift
yeah.
store to your own 10,000 plus foot space.
Well, it was Dickerson first,
three,
so it was just the theater on Dickerson.
3 years?
Expanded
right.
past that into what is now more than a theater, so we've got the gallery, we've got artist studios. But like
now, do you have artists in residence,
yes.
or do you have people renting space?
Renting
like,
space.
Is it a different kind of...
In residence, too.
Yeah.
We do have some resident artists.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who you got?
So we've got like about what,
Chad Sorg.
15 or so artists.
The Sorg.
That rent space, and then probably about 150 or not more total artists that come through the space, whether they're performers or musicians or visual artists or sculptors.
Sure. Who are part of the family.
Yeah.
Or the larger process that's happening.
Sure.
Okay. Yes, sir.
If someone wanted to rent space.
No, wait, excuse me. AJ, what is it, Axiom?
Do you have a comment?
No, just more heavy breathing. Okay. You know, in the 70s, you'd have been really big with the ladies.
How do I say that word again?
Payphones, man. Payphones.
There's an important question coming from the control room. How much
if
is it?
If you wanted to rent space there, well, how much would it be?
Yeah.
It's $100
for
a month.
A month?
That's
a good
deal. I was going to say, forever? Like,
that's
a good deal.
$100 a month. And that's basically...
That's for a 10-by?
And uh-huh. usually everything we do is about
damn.
$100. Like,
you got a bathroom in there?
We have
yeah.
four
upstairs and two more in
whoa,
the basement.
That's a good deal. Dude.
That sounds like damn. A hell of a practice space, Reno broke-ass bands.
For $100, you could just walk in like you own the place.
We have Wi-Fi, 24-hour access.
Can you be
we
a
have
band
a
and get it for $100?
Well, the thing well, that they gotta call us, okay? Because it's not an option. But the thing is, it's an open
scheduled
space.
Option,
right?
Yeah, exactly. It has to be a scheduled option. But most of everything we do there is $100. Like if you want to produce your own show, your own concert, and make money, we want $100.
Right.
That's it.
Flat. No shit.
Yeah,
that's it.
We have 45 seats in the theater, and we can hold about 150 people or more.
With standing room and,
with
and
standing
you can bring
room,
in your own folding chairs or
chairs,
like
everything.
Yeah.
You know, you could
okay.
have fundraiser events there. Anything's possible. Let me retrack a little bit here to this Silver Ochre.
Ochre.
Silver
movie?
Ochre.
I'm
murdering it right now. I'm
it's
murdering it right now.
It's their fault for naming it something hard.
You know,
that is
really.
A very simple word. That's
yeah.
not
Ochre. Nobody says that.
Ochre.
When was the last time you even
it's
heard
like,
somebody
oh.
say that?
Lord of the Rings.
Ochre.
Like, it's in.
Nobody yeah. listens to those faggots.
It's old. It's it's old stuff, but
it's in shit all. It's not old.
I just like
just
to remind
sounding...
our new listeners that Rick is gay. And it's,
oh, I'm actually gay. I can say
okay.
faggot all I want to.
It's okay.
So.
He says
it. Was that necessary?
And he gave us permission. Well, yeah. sometimes new people
new
might
people
be listening.
All right. Like, and for anybody who's taken offense at anything we've said today, namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, okay.
Namaste.
Okay.
That makes it all better.
You
like
guys, I got to get this out here because I'm totally murdering this. And Silver oh. Ochre. It's
do you want me to read the
copy? No, I got it. I got it. Silver Ochre is on May 11th. That's you
yes.
know, it's coming up really soon. And they're starting at 6 o'clock with a workshop with the musician who's doing the live scoring. His name is Tholem Electric. Really cool dude. Really cool
Axiom
dude.
Is all, yeah,
and,
it is.
And the film.
Right. Axiom just flipped you off, Rick.
And the film is starting. Okay, so basically the night starts at 6 o'clock with the workshop, and then the film is going to start at about 8. We're asking $20 if you come for both. But everything we do is suggested donation. We don't turn people away for lack of funds.
Hell yeah.
You know, if you got a dollar in your pocket and you really want to see the film, come down and see the film. It's on May 11th. Come down at 6 o'clock. Meet the people doing it and pick their brains a little bit and learn something new.
Will there be popcorn?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We do have
a popcorn
maker.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We do, in the kitchen.
Dude, that's cheaper than going to a stupid movie that everybody sees.
Yeah, come on, you guys. Come see some art. It's on May 11th.
Really, don't go see fucking Civil War. Go see fucking art.
Yeah.
Well, you only have one chance to go see Oak and Shield.
Exactly.
What is it called again?
Silver Ochre.
Silver Ochre.
Goddamn
it. By Phallus Electric. What was his name?
Tholem Electric and Angela Villa.
Nice.
Well, yeah, they are fantastic. I've been in contact with them, and they're running around the country right now. And I'm sure they have YouTube clips of their film on their website, so check it out.
Very cool.
Maybe we'll post it on the thing when it gets published.
That's a good idea.
I want to ask you more, guys, about the future of the Potentialist New Space here. But before we get to that, I'd like to hear some music.
Sure.
More songs.
Sure, I have something for you guys.
This has been way too conversation heavy.
Well, there's so much good stuff.
I'm sorry, Axiom's singing a song already.
Okay.
You're just training him to that microphone. He's getting used to seeing it in front of his face.
Oh, he loves it.
I've heard Felix sing like that before.
Yeah. This is a Woody Guthrie song.
It's a mighty hard road that these poor hands have hoed. My poor feet have traveled this hot, dusty road. Dust bowl and west where we roam, where your deserts were hot and your mountains were cold, so cold. Yes, I watered your orchards of peaches and prune, slept on the ground under high desert moon. On the edge of the city, we'll see us and then we come with the dust and we're gone with the wind, so gone, so gone, so gone. Thank you.
guess I always rambled with that river and I. All along your green valley till the water run dry. With my life I'll defend my land if it be, cause those pastures are plenty. Must always be free, so free, so free, so. Cause those pastures are plenty. Must always be free, oh, so free. Oh.
Yeah. Badass.
Thank you.
Dude, Axiom loves his Uncle Matt.
That was crazy.
Oh my, that kid was just mesmerized.
He's been listening to me play since before he was born.
That's very true.
No, and just, I like, you'd be doing something with your head and his face would break out in a grin. You do a little doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo on the bass.
Well, he started playing the bass and he smiled and then he starts singing and he's like, whoa.
Yeah. He keeps grabbing the mic in front of him, just clutching it to his chest, going, cool. Oh, my Uncle Max is the greatest.
That's so neat.
I gotta be honest. Music. I gotta be honest. Axe is my first baby friend ever in my whole life.
He is your biggest fan. He's and a pretty will cool always baby, be dude. Thus.
I didn't think a 4-month-old could last this long in the podcast without like.
When, that's a cool thing about wood. Kids this age. They like, you know, sleep at such random hours. They don't have a bedtime like toddlers do.
It's gotta be pretty fascinating.
It's just a matter of whenever they're awake and whatever. If they fall asleep in your arms while you're doing something, hey, so what?
And this is a cozy room with all the blinky lights and mom. And
he was asleep when we got here, so it looks like he's ready for action.
He loves people. He loves the events and being passed around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's when we're sitting at home alone on the couch that he starts screaming at me, Mom!
So
boring.
So Kels, I gotta ask you, what's it like going from being a flight of fancy, like a woman of art, with taking Reno by storm to taking a bit of a step back and creating and arting a child into the world? How you liking it?
Well, I love it. I mean, I've never known love like this. I've never had anybody look so deeply into my eyes and just so awed by me. I've got that magical mommy power where he can be crying and then somebody will give him to me and he just stops and he smiles.
Oh, it's her.
It's my mom. Oh, my eye.
And then other times, like right now, when he just keeps reaching for this thing you're trying to keep away from
him. He likes that microphone.
He likes the microphone a lot.
It's really challenging, but I do feel like super blessed and super lucky to like have him be able to come with me to the shop and grow up in such a very bizarre environment. Because he's just so used to this. He's used to music and the oddities in life and... I don't know. It's challenging. It's hard.
Different personalities being around.
Yeah, you've got a kid. It's
it raising her backstage myself.
Frustrating. Yeah. And like, oh, I'm falling behind. Everybody's doing all this stuff, and I'm breastfeeding for 4 hours.
I just watched 3 hours of The Backyardigans or something. You know. Yeah.
I think sometimes breastfeeding for 4 hours definitely beats some of the art I've seen.
Well, good Lord, if you're breastfeeding for 4 hours straight, there's a problem.
I think the longest we've gone is an hour.
Saying far more productive.
Yeah.
But that's all lackadaisical, like when he's being lazy about being hungry.
Right? He's like, oh, let's just sit. You know, I think I'm going to be a 100-pound fucking fifth grader. 100-pound five-year-old?
Hey, I have an 85-pound fourth grader, so 100-pound fifth grader ain't so bad. She is the tallest girl in the class.
Actually, if you had a...
Axe is going to be huge.
Yeah, that'd be pretty big.
She's taller than all but two of the boys, too. So, yeah.
Shit's dope.
Thank you, girl. You're going to rock your life. And so's Axiom here. He's a cool cat.
He is. He's super talented.
But before he can really consciously register words, we're going to say a whole lot of bad words on them after we go to this word from our sponsors.
Good job, after? Rory. I can't read your mind.
Not now? We can't say them now?
What is Reno Carson Messenger?
criminal, corporate, and employment-related skip tracing. What is skip tracing? The process of locating someone's whereabouts. Skip, the person being searched for. Tracing, the act of locating the skip. Process server, delivery of court-ordered documents. Daily service in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. Orders can be placed online. Messenger, getting documents from point A to point B in record time. Plus, twice daily stops at every court and law firm in the Reno-Carson Messenger route, including judges, prosecutors, auditors, government and insurance companies, plus all downtown core businesses. Reno-Carson Messenger is the oldest and largest messenger service in Northern Nevada, proudly serving the legal community since 1982. Now that you know what we do, give us a call at 775-322-2424. Or for more info, visit us online at renocarson.com. That number again is
322-2424. Hey! All right.
Jamie Lynn there.
Our favorite,
thank you.
Favorite former non-employee.
renocarson.com.
Thank you, Nick. So, how you doing there, little Mr. Pantoja? He's arcing his back. He's starting to get bored here. Dude, he's wearing a little...
Wait, I think he's asking you a question.
Oh, no, he's asking his Uncle Mac a question.
Yeah, turbo, apparently, yeah. Can't keep his eyes off him.
Don't eat
So
the
he's wearing his like little turtle onesie, like Ninja Turtle, but it's got a P in it for Pantoja. He's one of the great artists of the world.
Oh, like Michelangelo and...
Exactly, Leonardo.
Right.
Yeah, Pantoja. Name synonymous with great Reno art.
Yeah.
And are you going to be a rocker? You're going to be a rocker. Can you give me the devil fingers? Can you give me Ronnie James Dio fingers? Come on, buddy.
I don't think so.
I can't do it yet.
Hey, that's your job as the uncle.
It is.
That's totally your job.
This means I love you. This is Texas Longhorns.
And this is the goat.
He really is trying to talk to you, Mac. He's saying stuff to you. And look, you made eye contact with him, and he smiles.
Yeah. Do we even get a giggle?
Thank you for acknowledging me.
It's okay, man.
It'll just
tell he loves you.
Oh, look at him.
Can you say boobs?
Yeah.
Say boob.
Like,
say
I know
boob.
What that is. Say boob.
Boob. Booby.
You'll live forever on the show if you say boobs.
That's where food comes out.
No.
Well, yeah. You're right.
Well played.
So funny that I just happened to have that.
Well played, sir. Dude, babies on the show is too much. It's too fucking cute.
I think he's singing.
He is. He's dude, he is singing you a love song right now, Mac. He is so happy to be in your presence.
I think he might be asking for some more music.
No.
He loves the bass.
He's going to be asking for... Well, all right, do we want to have another Mac song or do we want to go to my music?
Let's do it for Axiom.
All right, one more Mac song before my music.
Cool. Well, this one is a recent composition of mine that's going through Bazooka Zoo right now. We're playing it.
Nice.
And it's a brand new flavor.
Dying, kill a bird with a stone, we crying. End of all times, you wonder why, man, we are late on the
gravity, reduced to a space-time in which no light may be seen. You thought you were of the womb, you were made of stars. Gazing at the Pleiades makes me feel it so hard. Blank page, approaching supernova, burst of inspiration from within, spread all over cosmic dust, solid gases in a space so dark.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you think I'm talking about?
Axiom.
Axiom, exactly.
Axiom.
I was actually thinking about that. I'm thinking about an Axiom song. That wasn't that.
Oh, that needs to happen.
But it's already almost there.
Lucky guy.
That's cool.
You never write songs about her or her.
No.
Yeah, I always get shit for it, too.
Has he ever written a song about you?
Well.
Give me 20 years.
I married them, and he's never written a song about you.
No.
You have failed in your duties, sir, as your officiant.
But the thing is that...
How long have you known this girl?
About 7 years.
You have totally failed in your duty.
Well, no,
you've
got to understand that every note I play is for her.
No. He
wouldn't
even
count.
Change his Facebook
status
for
that's
7 years.
Says. Every note I play
I'm
is for
a shitty
her.
Poet, and I know better than that. It has to be about them, something you did,
right.
Their name, or the clothes one of you were wearing.
You know what's cute, though, is walking into the studio or the theater and watching them singing songs together.
Oh, does she sing?
Are you singing too?
Yeah, it's adorable. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Are you
going
to sing together for us before
the end of the show? We met in choir. We're still rehearsing.
Yeah.
We have something cooking up. It's cooking up.
Not to put pressure. Because a couple music act is nothing you want to rush. You got to let that happen in its own fruition. Yeah. You know.
It's kind of like.
Organically.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's
sexually.
It like?
I don't want to be responsible for breaking you up.
Sexually.
By pushing you to do music too soon.
I married you. I can divorce you.
I actually cannot. Oh. That's not how it works at the state of Nevada. It's actually a lot more expensive to get divorced than married.
Yeah.
A lot more.
And that's by design.
Yeah, I think so. I think, as a matter of fact, that is true. And he doesn't like it either.
We don't want to talk about that word.
That's how it happened, was a divorce.
Sick burn. All right, Rick, my questions.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, women and freaks of all ages.
And infants.
It's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you all some ridiculous questions. And am I going to ask you these questions while you're breastfeeding? Is that about to happen
here? He might be hungry.
He seems to be fussy here.
Feed me!
Like,
here,
yeah.
Let me get my boo out.
Do you mind being asked awkward questions while having your boob in somebody's mouth?
No, when we were in San Francisco, my art installation was breastfeeding.
You just sat there and breastfed?
I can't do anything else.
awesome.
Yeah, I just sat there.
Were there
breastfed.
Like creepers that hung around, or was it mostly
no?
Nice
they like some people walked into the room and they saw me sitting there like in a business suit with a briefcase full of diapers and breastfeeding, and they got confused and just kept walking.
Awesome.
It made them so uncomfortable.
They didn't even. They thought
it.
You might have just been somebody there.
Maybe. It was the women who were like, "Oh, a baby! Let me get in your space."
Right. I hate that. As a man, for you, I hate that. That's so annoying. All right. Here's some questions I'm going to ask you. Mac. Oh, this is fun. Married couple in the room. What was the first concert you ever went to? First Ooh. Rock concert.
It was Blink-182 and Green Day at the... Shoreline Amphitheater Ooh. In Mountain View, California.
Ooh,
nice.
Kind of the heyday. Bill.
It was awesome. Yeah. It was just at about 1999, 2000.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
That happened.
Kelsey, what was your first rock show?
I don't remember. Something in middle school.
Well, like
I can tell you, Axis
something
first
that like you paid tickets for, and there were like stadium seating, not just like a club.
I don't remember the name of the band, to be honest. I went with a friend.
Okay.
It was like to one of like the one-hit wonder like poppy band man things, which I wish was Blink 182, but apparently it just wasn't worth.
BBD.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
What was the first show that you cared about?
Yeah, what was the first show you cared about that you remember?
Ooh, System of a Down was a good one.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
That's solid.
You give them points for System of a Down.
Yeah.
System of a Down, and who do they play with? The guy who sings the, like, doing the purple.
Not Prince.
Prince?
No.
Purple Drain.
I would pay a lot to see that.
Go-Go Bordello?
Oh, nice. That.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's,
with System of a Down?
Cooler. Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's Bitches. A hell of a show.
Damn.
Yeah. That's badass.
What?
He's mad. It's not the right flavor. That ain't chocolate.
Don't talk with your mouth full, kid.
Make eye contact. How dare you multitask?
There, Axiom. There.
And what was your first show?
My first show?
First big rock concert.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, Mac was my bad boy, and I lived under a rock, basically, so he actually took me to, like, one of my very first illegal venues in Oakland.
Richmond.
Like
Richmond.
An underground rave punk rock show kind
it
of
was
thing.
Like a pirate was, punk place, man.
Okay,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, it was called the Burnt Ramen, and I felt so bad because I was sneaking out of my parents' room or parents' house, and then Mac took me somewhere, like, totally foreign. And watched him.
Dangerous.
So dangerous. I felt so naughty. But
did you like it though?
Some person like whapped their dick out like on stage. And
yeah, punk rock show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Real punk rock.
This was actually Mac's band, one of the ones.
My band. I remember that.
It was
Holy
Mystery
crap.
Dome.
It was that kid. Yeah, I remember.
Well, if it was Mac and you guys got married, wow.
So
well done, sir.
Yeah. And somebody asked if she liked it. Well, evidently she did since she's stuck around. That's all I'm going to say. All right, I'm going to start with you again. And
Priscille.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. How many books do you own?
A good one. Good one.
How many books do I own?
Yeah. Yours, not the ones you own jointly. How many books do you own? Round to the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100.
Oh, man. Well, we have two shelves or bookcases at home, so...
Half of them are yours. Well,
I think like a 3/4 is mine. I like reading and I like having just to have and pictures and displaying books, too.
All right, so 5, 10, 50, 100. How many do you have?
I'd say probably 80.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the last book you read?
The one that I looked at was The Giving Tree.
Oh, I love that book.
Yeah, The Giving Tree.
Kelsey, how many books do you own? Not including children's books. Does not include anything that comes on heavy cardstock.
I really love my book collection and probably have... About 150 to 200 books.
Okay. And what is the last book you read? And that can include a children's
not,
book.
Not
What was the last book you read for fun?
The last one I read for fun. It was one on arts and consciousness. Mm. Yeah.
What was the title? Do you remember?
Arts and Consciousness.
Who was it? Well, who was it by?
I can't think of the author. Ah. I got baby brain.
Fair enough. Boob? Yeah. Booby?
Booby?
Axiom. What was the last Axiom. Book you read?
Yeah, what was the last book Axiom read?
Okay.
Oh. And no, let's backtrack. What was the first rock show he went to? He can be in this quiz.
The first rock show that he went to, well, he's seen Weapons of Mass Creation, which is a couple his daddy's of times, band. Maybe. Several times. Yeah.
Damn, Norwegian, that's all you got to say.
Yeah.
What's up with you getting off on the Swedes, babe? All right. Mac, how many books do
white
you
on
own?
White hate.
So if she owns 3/4, you would own about 20.
Chriselle tends to exaggerate.
5.
I think I own about 50 books.
Shut.
I own
just
I
like
own
a bass 50, player.
50 books.
All right. And what was the last one you read?
The last one that I
How
read.
How Not to Drool on Yourself?
That I. Yes, actually.
sorry.
And the last book that I read that's really worth reading that I want to throw out there to everybody is Of Walking in Rain by Matt Love. It is the best piece of literature about rain on the Oregon coast.
Okay.
Of Walking in Rain.
And what book would you like to throw out there that you don't want anybody to know about? What's the last book you actually read?
Huh.
The Joy of Sex?
Well,
Sexaholics Anonymous?
No.
Hey,
Jill Marlene.
Go.
Jill Marlene gave us a book.
Oh,
what was it?
Crucible Womb.
No.
Oh, Jill's book?
It was like 7 Principles.
Oh, John Gottman.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The Agreements?
No, the Principles.
Seven principles to make marriages work.
Yeah, something like that.
We're already reading those kind of books.
Oh, we love Jill, the helpy helperton. Yes. She's the best. Mm-hmm.
Art mom of Reno.
A little bit.
Bit of a matriarch.
All right. Mac, if you were being led to a gas chamber by a clown, a comedian in a clown suit, which comedian would you prefer that to be?
Louis C.K.
Nice.
Kelsey?
I can't take a comedian?
Comedian in a clown suit leading you to a gas chamber. Who would you like that comedian to be?
You're throwing name questions at me, and all I can think of is Boob.
Boob! I'm going to accept that surrogate for Woody Allen.
Not Woody Allen.
You wanted to know about sex, but were afraid to ask with the giant boob that terrorized the landscape.
She doesn't like
the whole,
Sunni.
Did the whole Jew thing?
No?
Factor. I could tell.
Who's the freak? Fucking brain. Who's the guy from Groundhog Day?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray!
Or Chris Elliott. Chris Elliott would also be an acceptable answer.
Oh,
he is a comedian. No. He was in Groundhog Day.
That's true.
Larissa?
Yes?
You're being led to a gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit. What comedian would you like it to be?
Okay, so it's actually someone local.
Oh.
And it's the mystical Jack Ryan.
Yeah!
Jack Ryan! That's that scores high marks on this quiz. The inestimable.
You know Jack.
Yeah. Jack cool. Ryan.
Yeah. He's one of our studio artists over at the
podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Good dude. Really good dude. Kind of insane.
I've been to Burning Man with a few times. He's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
What would your last meal be?
Mm.
Last meal. Not saying why, just it's your last meal on Earth. Might be going to Mars.
It might be going to the glass gas chamber with a clown. We don't know.
Hey, what do you want to eat right before that happens?
So I have a vegan friend. I pretend to not tell her what I eat, but the last thing would be shrimp.
Yeah.
I like shrimp.
From Red Lobster.
No,
I like shrimp too.
Shrimp.
Kelsey.
Enchiladas. My enchiladas. Mm. I make a good chicken enchilada with green chili verde sauce and all the good stuff.
Yeah,
those.
That sounds...
I'm eating those.
That sounds big.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sharing.
I'm going to answer for AJ and take a wild guess. Boo. Yeah,
boob. Cantaloupe is also acceptable.
Stop teasing me. I
believe he's echoing Riku's thought is, when will this be over? Mac, what's your last meal?
That would have to be the lunch buffet at India Kebab.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Ooh,
Indian
another
food.
Good one.
Good answer.
I don't think we've ever had Indian food as the last meal yet.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother, Mac, trapped on a desert island, who would you cannibalize first?
Probably my mother.
She's had a lot of good years.
Yeah. Very popular answer. Yeah.
She would give herself up, I think. You know, she would be like, you know, no, you need to eat, take me, you know, kind of thing. My mom is a very loving and caring person.
Yeah. All right.
I would do that for my baby. Yeah.
Kelsey, your lover, your brother, or your mother, who do you cannibalize first?
I'd be eating the thighs off a pan. All the time. Those thighs will last me a while.
Damn, you could live on pan without killing pan.
And, he probably could. And he again, might even regrow it.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and answer for little Axiom here. He's only got one of the three. So, Kelsey, you're the big winner.
Boobs.
Yay.
Boobs.
And I'd say just no.
No? You'd starve to death first?
Would you offer yourself? Maybe my toes and fingernails.
Would make you all die painfully.
Would you give offer yourself up to your brother, your mother, and your lover? If they were all going to die if they didn't eat you?
I don't want to.
You got to pick one. Who do you eat? Who do you
Nobody
eat?
Wants to.
Who do you eat first? Who do you eat first, though? Pick one of the three of them. They're already killed and laid out on a buffet in front of you. Which
oh,
one
God.
Do you pick first?
I don't know. It's the biggest one in my family.
Who's going to taste best?
I don't know. I want to just say no.
Mac. She doesn't want to say Mac.
She's a
but
vegan.
But the answer's Mac. No, she pretends to be vegan.
Oh. Yeah, you get hungry enough, you know you're eating Mac. Mac and cheese, dude.
Mac and cheese.
She's a vegan by practice, but not by heart.
Would they be Mac and Cheese-elle? Yeah. Ooh, mac and cheese L, yeah. Mac and cheese L. All right,
final question before the rapid fires. Mm-hmm. Where would you haunt upon
Ooh,
your
that's
death?
A good one.
Where would you haunt?
Potentialist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kelsey.
You took mine. Oops.
Two potentialists.
Well, can it be a person? Part? Can I just.
You wouldn't
like,
haunt yeah. like your son's car?
Either or no. Maybe I'd haunt my ex-boyfriend.
There you go. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Mac, where do you haunt?
Reno Sculpture Fest.
Ooh.
Ooh, there you go.
Hey,
and another plug.
Give me my money.
I still
I need my money.
I still haven't got paid for that either.
Yeah, that, yeah, we could kick up some dust.
Oh, here, I'm doing it again this year because I like the event,
it's
but
cool.
I still haven't got paid.
I'm not doing it again.
I don't think anybody. Yeah. But, hey, it's a great Ooh. Event. It's putting Reno on the map.
Do we stumble on
True.
Some controversy?
Oh, yes. We were all promised at least a bit of a stipend for our performances and our efforts last summer on the stages. And nobody saw Dick, and that's understandable. But nobody chased us down to say that out loud or apologize or any of that. But that's okay.
You should have kept your word, Brian. That's all I'm saying. Not even
wow.
That's a line from Straight Outta Compton.
Oh,
remember, right
okay,
before
okay,
Ice
okay,
Cube
okay.
beats the shit out of his office.
Should have gotcha. Said something, Brian.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You should have kept your word, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. That's my new favorite line. And it's not towards anyone I know, because I love Brian.
But no, it's right.
My
you should have kept
Brian.
Your word. You should have said something. One way or the other.
He's somebody who keeps his word.
Yeah. Brian gets the shit
right.
done.
Yeah. That's why
just quoting Q.
Gave me a little
movie.
Pause there. I thought you were talking about Brian.
No.
All right. All right. We're going to jump over to the rapid fire with my first question for the rapid fire. Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Ooh, good one.
Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor. Rip Taylor.
All right.
Jimi Hendrix or Prince?
Prince.
Prince. Prince.
Ooh, all the way around. Wow. Spinach or broccoli?
Broccoli.
Broccoli. Cauliflower.
Ah, she knows how to play.
Cruciferous.
AIDS or cancer?
Oh, crap.
Pick one.
Cancer.
Kelsey picks cancer.
Yeah, I pick cancer.
AIDS.
AIDS.
Two AIDS and one cancer. Okay. Right.
Donkey or walrus? Who wins in a fight?
Walrus.
Walrus. Donkey.
Yeah. Okay. Chriselle with the right answer.
Oh, no, no. There was two right answers to one wrong answer.
Who would you rather do? Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
Mac.
I don't know who those people are.
One is a guy who became a girl, and one is a girl who became a guy.
Both.
Nice. All right, yeah. Kelsey. Yeah.
Don't you sit on Bono's?
I like androgyny. So, yes, both.
So, yes, both. All right.
This is fun.
All right. Who would you do, Prince or David Bowie?
David Bowie.
Both?
Both, yeah. Prince.
All right.
David Bowie because he's taller.
I really dig short guys, so
yeah. You want that BBC?
Yeah, it'd be awkward with you, man. You're so tall, and Prince is so tiny. Probably better off with David.
It'd be like dating a high school kid.
He thought about it for a second. Weird. Let's go.
Circumcised or not?
Oh, Riku with the circumcised or not?
Wait, what?
It's just rapid fire.
Circumcised or not? Answer the question.
Not, of course.
Not.
Nice. And girls, what do you like?
Well, I don't. Axe isn't circumcised. Is
That's
it
good.
Yeah!
Good job.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you for not mutilating your baby's body.
10,000 coins.
I saw it right after they did that to my nephew, and it looked like they had stuck his tiny penis in a pencil sharpener.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
We all had that happen to us. That's
awful.
And really, big on you guys. Congratulations. Yeah. Thank
we'll
you.
Keep it clean.
Thank you. Do not genitally mutilate our infants anymore.
No.
It's the fucking 21st goddamn century.
It's like decline cats.
So is that because Pan is circumcised and he wish he wasn't, or because he appreciates the fact that he's not circumcised?
No, this was my choice. I don't think I could watch anybody chop off anything of my kid. And
I'm just trying
to
trick her into revealing if Pan is circumcised.
Is Pan circumcised?
Oh, my God.
Loaded question.
Should we talk about Pan's penis?
Actually, the answer to that question is on a previous episode, motherfucker.
Oh, there you go. Probably a couple of them. He's been on a couple times, yeah. But enough about Pan's penis. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis. USA.
Elvis.
Beatles
or Stones?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Are any of you
nap time or nursing?
Nap time.
All right, let's do that. That's it for your rapid fire. We're done.
Oh, I got one more. One more. The Hunger or The Labyrinth?
The Labyrinth.
Oh, The Hunger.
The Labyrinth.
God, the
Hunger. You're a freak.
Bauhaus.
You might be a quiet girl likes to read, but you're a freak.
Susan Sarandon, too. Oh,
yes. That's right. Post-Rocky Horror.
She's hot.
Yeah, very. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a great quiz. And all AJ, Axiom here, man, you made a great showing with a couple of good, and especially not being circumcised, young man. That's a good job to you. But I'm going to say the big winner is Clarissa in the corner.
Chriselle.
Yeah. Fuck. I'm Chriselle. A dick. Chriselle.
It is the worst little podcast. So, I mean, you can't get everybody's name.
And
right.
I'm just horrible.
It's
with
all
names.
Right, Sam.
And
we
you
do
married
this
us.
All
and
the
I
time.
Married you. I signed my name. I'm a dick.
We just call her Mrs. Mac, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mrs. Mac. To Chriselle. Make up for my.
Her name's Chriselle.
Chriselle.
Mac and Chriselle. Sometimes we have like little nicknames. So he's me for Mac Esposito, and I'm Cree. So it's
me
and
Cree.
Me and Cree.
Okay. I like Mac and Chiselle.
I will forget. Can I just call you Chris?
Cree would be better than Chriselle.
Okay. Or L.
Or L.
I could call you L. I could remember that. I could totally remember
like,
that.
Like the letter.
It's like ochre.
I'm like a dumb American, so I can remember L.
Yeah.
Silver Ochre, May 11th.
Silver
the
Ochre.
Workshop.
Let's have another song.
Oh.
Before we get to that.
Okay.
Sure. Dedicated
to me. All right.
I thought we were kind of like wrapping it up for children. And
oh, yeah, it is. It has gotten a bit late.
We can play one after you say your goodbyes.
Yeah, all right. We'll say the goodbyes, and then we'll have another song.
And what's coming up next week?
So this next weekend, tomorrow night is First Friday at the Foxy Olive. I hope you can join us. But also starting tomorrow night is the Reno Sculpture Fest. It'll be going all the way through Sunday afternoon. There's going to be lots of sculptures downtown. A lot of great new art from out-of-town and in-town talent. It's going to blow your mind, frankly. There's also a lot of shows. We've got a main stage right downtown. There's 3rd Street. There's Nick's holding his, he's no, raising
go, go,
his
go
hand.
Ahead.
Okay. Well, God, I forget all the clubs that are downtown that are having bands play, but
a bunch of them.
Yeah, the downtown big clubs, 3rd Street being having a show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with multiple bands there as an after party kind of thing. Go downtown. They're blocking off everything. Not including the new bridge.
All weekend long, Friday, Saturday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, cool. And there's going to be sculptures in the middle of the street. There's going to be new art you've never seen before that's probably going to stick around town and be put into a park near you. Go check it out all in one space together. There's hands-on stuff for the kids to do.
Are there people in costume and stuff?
I'm sure they're probably.
I just think because it's kind of burnery.
I mean, yeah, but I the way I know it was structured last year, there was a bunch of sculptures up. Some of them were interactive. There was also another guy doing something for Burning Man, which he encouraged people to paint on. I know there's a kids space that's going to have kids workshops where kids to contribute to larger projects or make their own. I don't know what the times for any of this shit are, but basically it's Friday night to Sunday afternoon. Get down there sometime. It's one of the newest, coolest things that is going to help put Reno on the map. So please, please, please support our community. Get out there. Be a body to be counted. Don't just sit at home and read it on Facebook.
I have
Reno
an event.
Calling.
Yeah.
Up in Lake Tahoe this weekend on Saturday is El Burrito at the indoor
skate
park.
El Burrito.
Yeah. Big old
That's
skate
Spanish
competition.
For the burrito.
No,
El
Bolrito.
That's Spanish for the burrito.
It's right.
Exactly.
Now you got it.
Okay.
It's a skate indoor skate park. Awesome, fast bowl indoor, and they have a big contest.
They've
punk
been
rock bands
active
are playing.
There for a couple years now.
Yeah, this is
yeah.
like I don't know what annual one
is
it is, but they do it every
year. Is involved with that shit, or is he just the guy who brought it to our attention? The Daron.
Oh, no, Darren just lives in Tahoe. He doesn't even go to that thing.
Oh, my but God. Like, he could pull anything together.
He runs it or something.
The guy can't make it to his car.
Yeah,
our
friend who we talked about in the beginning, at the early years, who started the indoor skate park.
Yeah, up in Tahoe.
Sean Bauman.
Yeah, this Sean, thank you. Yeah.
This is a skate park.
Still going strong up in Tahoe,
yeah,
kids.
Props to you, dude, man. That's fucking awesome. Just suck his dick. Shames are going to be playing up there Saturday too for
nice.
Event and a bunch of other punk bands in Tahoe skateboarding.
I said First Friday at Foxy Olive, but I didn't say Jen's Graffiti.
Yeah.
And Rick, can I get some Jen's Graffiti action?
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Yeah, because awesome. She's going to be at my show on Friday night at the Foxy Olive. And then Sunday, this Sunday, as we all know, is Dios de la Madres.
Yes,
Mother's Day. So go out there and give your mom a big sloppy tongue kiss from
me. Hey, I think that's neat that we had Kelsey on for the
we
Mother's
have a
Day
mom
episode.
Yay, here. Yeah.
I think you just said
Mother's
God
Day.
Of the Mothers.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, wait. Dios. Dia. Dia.
Dia de los
Madres.
Dia de las Madres.
God of the Mothers.
Yeah, God of the Mothers.
Mary, God of the Mothers. But no, I mean, give your mom a hug from all of us here at WOP because they made you awesome, and you're awesome because you listen to this show. Ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Fake Rick, and all the interns, all of our guests here today, Mac Esposito and the Potentialist, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short. Hey, Axiom, life is short, man, but I love you. So good night, ladies.
I hear your mom likes it that way.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Thank you.
Solid balls of cinder blocks out in desert rain. People tend to get caught. Next thing you know, begins a heavy downpour. Potentially flooding desert rain as the floor. Listen up, if you're gonna get known with a terraformer with these, desert rain is equipped. No umbrella needed. Rain cleanses the spirit. Step into the wetness, embrace it, don't fear it. All together we pray for the day we all get washed away out in desert rain. Rain falling through trees until it reaches me. The ground is wet, underneath lies a seed. Your seed has begun to sprout up, my brother. Set your aims high, run free. Grow your dreams up to another level, we will fly. Rain to the ground and the ground to the sky. We dance and we sing, pray the drops remain. Showers are few and far between and desert rain. The showers are few and far between in desert rain. The showers are few and far between in desert rain. Smell the petrichor, smell the petrichor, smell the petrichor. Smell the petrichor, smell the petrichor, smell the petrichor.